taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready? Messi with a record-breaking goal, 2-0 Argentina, number 55.
The Board of Governors approved the plan of expansion that will bring the National Hockey League franchise to Las Vegas.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million-dollar Johnny Taco Studios in the city by the bay, Fisherman's Wharf to be exact, this is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, live all across the country and, of course, around the world via the fabulous internet. We're talking sports, a little smack, having some fun, and guess what? Maybe talk a little politics as well. But we've got open phone lines all around the world. Give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Our text line, lots of ways to get to us. The text line is happening as well. And this is for the drunks out there. If you're drunk, you don't want to come on the air, I understand. I want to make a fool of yourself. Your kids listen to the radio. Bottom line is, you can text us your question or your comment on sports or anything related to that. 415-275-1613. That's right. Once again, the text line is 415-275-1613. We'll be checking out Mike Tyson, Iron Mike Tyson, talking about Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather tonight. We're from Jerry West, Doc Rivers, of course, the man runs the L.A. Clippers. And the L.A. Clippers, without my man Donald Sutherland, of course, his stepson, Zach Cahill, is taking the night off. So the bottom line is lots of stuff to talk about tonight on Sports Overnight America, the Johnny Taco Show. 1-800-878-PLAY. Live from the city by the bay, I am the Taco Man.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Senate Republicans have been engaged in one of the most shameless, breathtakingly cynical exercises in political history, writing a health care bill behind closed doors without telling anyone what's in it. And now there are reports that they may vote on it next week. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. You might remember that last month, after narrowly passing their health care bill in the House, Republicans held a giddy celebration in the White House Rose Garden with President Trump, who was so happy to finally get a bill passed, no matter how unpopular, that he could hardly contain himself.
Coming from a different world and only being a politician for a short period of time, how am I doing? Am I doing okay? I'm president. Hey, I'm president. Can you believe it, right? I don't know. I thought you needed a little bit more time, they always told me, more time, but we didn't.
No, you did. You were less prepared for this job than a high school sophomore working at Chipotle. Your White House is like a poorly wrapped burrito. It's falling apart, and we're all gonna get E. coli. But since that ceremony, you've probably heard suspiciously little about the GOP health care plan, and apparently, that's by design.
It's the best-kept secret in Washington right now, it appears. Senate Republicans under new pressure this morning to reveal their health care bill, negotiated in secret behind closed doors.
No one has seen what they are coming up with or knows what they're doing. There have been no hearings, no amendments, no public discussion on a bill that affects a sixth of the entire U.S. economy.
Who's pulling the strings? Who's in charge? Who knows what is in that bill? This is a political Houdini act.
Yes, it's like a Houdini act. And like Houdini, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump started wearing a straitjacket. This is definitely for a magic trick and not because I'm fully insane. Now, if you're curious why the Senate would go to such extraordinary lengths to keep their bill hidden from public view, it's because the bill they're working on is massively unpopular, and both Democrats and Republicans agree. Remember, the bill is basically just a giant tax cut for the rich, paid for by taking health insurance away from millions of people. The House bill cut Medicaid spending by $880 billion to give the wealthiest people a near trillion-dollar tax cut. A plan that is so toxic, just 8% of Americans think the Senate should pass the health care bill as is. 8%! Even the mummy got a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. This bill is half as good as the mummy. In fact, the mummy might be the health care bill. Doctor, this patient is sick. Wrap him up and put him in the tomb. But they still think that if they keep it secret, we won't catch on and they can just pass it. The Republican Party right now is like a fat guy hiding behind a palm tree. It's like, hey, we can see you. That might be why Trump, who repeatedly praised the bill and celebrated its passage at the White House, recently said in a private meeting with GOP senators that the bill is mean, 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 and called it, quote, a son of a bitch, despite, you know, repeatedly praising the bill in public.
What we have is something very, very incredibly well-crafted. This is a great plan. This is a great plan. But very importantly, it's a great plan.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
So this guy is a total loser? Well, let me tell you the story of another loser.
$30 million people losing health care. That's a great loss, no doubt about that. O.J. Simpson, you know, I knew the guy back in the days. Of course, he was a big high school football player here in San Francisco with Galileo High School. He was like the star of the Lions. Went to City College and scored like 9 touchdowns in a game, ran for like 400 yards. You know, of course, went to USC in the Rose Bowl, and of course, the Buffalo Bills, and eventually the SF 49ers to an extent before he retired. But number 32 was one of the greatest runners of all time. But he's a mass murderer. I mean, he got chopped off his wife's head, and, you know, he killed her boyfriend. There's just no doubt about it. In fact, nobody realizes it, but the DA blew that case. And why do I say that? Not that they were sleeping together. I'm talking about Chris Darden and Marshall Clark, but they were sleeping together. But OJ's bloody thumbprint was on the gate at Bundy down there. On the gate on Bundy Drive, the gate for the apartment building, OJ's bloody thumbprint was on there. But they were so enamored with each other during this case that they forgot to present that to the jury. I kid you not. Now listen, that jury may not have bit that, bought that DNA stuff, but they would have bought a bloody, you know, thumbprint on the gate, no doubt about that. But O.J. Simpson, of course, in jail, shafted, no doubt about that. I think he got, you know, he sort of like got cool and say in California, he got a free ride, and then he went to Nevada, and you know they screwed him, man. I mean, the guy that pulled the gun in that memorabilia exchange or whatever it was, the attempted robbery, call it what you want, but these guys had O.J.'s memorabilia, so he wanted it back, and he brought a guy there with a gun. So the guy pulled the gun, the guy's out of jail, O.J.'s still in jail. Why? Why are they digging or dogging OJ like this? You know, I understand it. He's a mass murderer. But guess what? Even when a guy is a mass murderer, if he gets off, he's off. If he's acquitted, he's acquitted. He was acquitted in the criminal court. Civilly, took like a $24 million bite. But the bottom line is, criminally, he was innocent. Proved innocent. Bottom line is, OJ Simpson is not a murderer to everybody but his two kids. Speaking of his two kids, what do his kids think these days? I mean, what do his kids really think about him? I mean, how would you look at your father if your father had all these bloody gloves and cuts on his hands and your mother's dead and her head's, you know, hanging in the driveway and the whole nine? I mean, how do you figure out? How does he face his kids? Good thing he's in jail. You know what? Because I don't think he could face his kids if he wanted to. One time, Mike Tyson, who we'll hear from a little bit later in the show, told me that O.J. Simpson was a coward, that he was a big coward. I said, well, Mike, you know, you've lumped up on women, too. And, of course, you were charged with Desiree Washington and that rape back there in Indiana. He goes, yeah, but you know that rape was a bogus beef. And it was. Did I ever tell you about that rape? I read the court case. And, of course, being a former policeman and somebody that knows anything about prosecutions and defense and things like that, I read the transcripts of the trial, the state of Indiana versus Mike Tyson. And during that entire transcript, I noticed that, you know, this Desiree Washington, she said that Mike Tyson and her were getting heavy on the bed, and she realized stuff was starting to get a little heated, this and that. So she went in the bathroom and she left something on the window, on the sink board that could have prevented and blocked her from having sex. So the bottom line was, I thought there was some reasonable doubt there, but guess what? Don King, the genius that he is, of course, Don King's right hand in the black community, but I mean Don Trump's right hand in the black community, but he hired a tax attorney. He hired a tax attorney to handle Mike Tyson's rape case, much like Donald Trump handling this New York buffoon to handle his Washington, D.C. case. I just don't get it, folks. If you got big money to spend on lawyers, guess what? Buy the right lawyers. No doubt about that. Buy the right lawyers. Now, Mike Tyson a little bit later in the show, of course, talking about Conor McGregor. But more importantly, Mike Tyson is at peace with himself, folks. He's at peace with himself for probably the first time since I've known him. I've known him since 1984. I met him at the Olympic trials, the Olympic training camp, of course, in Colorado Springs. And he had beaten Henry Tillman, of course, and not really beaten Henry Tillman. He knocked Henry Tillman down, but Tillman won on points. So if it was a pro fight, Tyson would have probably won. But it was an amateur fight, so Henry Tillman went off to the 1984 Olympics and won the gold medal. Of course, Tillman, a great guy, has been on the show in the past. But he and, of course, Mike Tyson hooked it up as pros. And I think Mike knocked Henry out in about 1 or 2 rounds. Straight up, Mike Tyson back in the news. And for the good things, folks. He's a positive force in the world of athletics because he's a genius. When you want to talk about sports history, you want to talk about history of politics, you want to talk about the world and dynasties taking over parts of the world and things like that. I mean, Mike Tyson can talk world history with you. I kid you not. Can't talk physics. Can't talk trigonometry. But guess what? Talking about world history and common sense, Mike Tyson is a bit of a genius. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Ring Talk channel. Of course, Ring Talk and Sports Overnight America air from the same studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. 877-285-7579. Once again, the text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. That is what is it? Sunday, June 25th, 2017. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Life, it's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
My man, of course, I'm talking about Jerry West, the great guard of the L.A. Lakers, of course, has recently left the Golden State Warriors. He's part of their front office. In fact, you know, he's scored more gold as an executive than he has as a player. I mean, the bottom line was he came in second so many times in those NBA finals. I mean, I don't know what the exact score was, but he didn't win one championship. But, I mean, the championship eluded Jerry West for so, so long. And, of course, then he became a champion of the Lakers, but he came to the Golden State Warriors. And he was an integral part of course, building this team to the championship team, in which it celebrated in 2017. Now Jerry West is with the with the L.A. Clippers. And, of course, the L.A. Clippers, formerly owned by Donald Sterling, not Donald Sutherland. And, of course, now he says he's in charge. Let's hear from Jerry West.
You know, I would be remiss if I didn't go back in time a little bit. You know, I came here at 22 years of age in Los Angeles, and somebody asked me what it was like to be part of a team that was on the back page of two newspapers and then have an opportunity to play here and watch how the fans rallied behind this team. That was a thrill. And then when the late Jerry Buss gave me an opportunity, believed in me that I could help make a difference when he's front office, that was really uplifting and much needed for someone who didn't know what the heck he was doing, to be honest with you. Secondly, after I retired from the Lakers, had an opportunity to work for another incredible owner, the late Mike Heisley. He was great and fun. And what he wanted, what he said to me, he said, I just want to win more than 23 games. And like a fool, I said to him, I said, I promise you we're going to make the playoff. And he said, that would be the happiest day of my life. Well, the second year there, we won 50 games. And I said, my gosh, you need a lot of luck along the way, and you need a lot of people pulling together and working as a team. And then out of the clear blue sky, Joe Lacob and the Warriors ownership group came to me and asked me if I'd like to participate. And I said, yes, but I want to hear why you think I should participate. And that's always been the most important thing. Why would somebody want you? Because I think it's a connection between people and people who have one common goal, and that's to win. That's the only thing that matters to me. And really, there's things that have to go well for you. More importantly, I think that internally, everyone needs to have an opinion. And it shouldn't be, it should not be taken lightly when you ask people within your own staff, what do you say, what you think. And then to watch the success of that team, remarkable. And I will say one thing about that team. Forget how great they are as people, I mean as players. This is without a doubt, in all my years of my life, I have never been around a nicer group of people in my life. Then now here I am on the last adventure of my life, and I like to call it an adventure. I believe in ownership a lot. And after I talked to Steve and had an opportunity to talk to Doc and what's your name, Frank? Frank Lawrence, is that it? Lawrence, I was even more convinced because I've known these guys and respected them. I think the thing that I like people kind of fly under the radar. I don't like gigantic egos. I see well-balanced people here. I know some of your staff. Been the privilege of watching a lot of their games. I watch every game, by the way, regardless of who's playing. And for them to want me to come here and maybe think I could help, I am really flattered. But I am sold on the ownership here. I am really sold on this ownership. I think they wanted to establish their own identity in this town, and that's what to me is most important. Establish their own identity, and number one, their own ability to win at the very highest level. I don't believe you promise people anything. They've had the best team in the town for, what, 7 straight years. But that hasn't been good enough. They want to try to get to a different level. And I promise you, the thing that's going to allow them to get to the next level is Steve Ballmer and his presence. I heard Steve was rich. Is that right?
I don't know, but I've heard that.
Well, I've heard he's pretty rich. The thing that shocked me about him, he has got the most common appeal. You would never know this guy is 10 cents. That's what I admire about people. He does not wear his bravado on his sleeve. And as I say, honestly, I'm really thrilled. I'm really thrilled. It took me a few days to get over the shock of I never thought I'd work anywhere else again. And I think sometimes you look in a mirror and you have to say to yourself, my goodness, you know, what more is there to do? I love challenges. I love to do it behind the scenes. I love to be involved with people who love to win. And I know what these two guys are all about. If you've ever been around coaches, when you start the season, everyone, oh, my gosh, we're going to win this, we're going to win that. And at the end of the season, these guys look like they've been through a battlefield. They're either in the penthouse or they're in the outhouses.
You heard Jerry West talking about the Clippers. They're the best team in L.A. for the last 7 years. Well, I don't know about that. The Lakers, of course, have drafted LaVar Bell and Lonzo Ball. Of course, they come together. It's a duo. It's a two-man draft, the father and the son. The bottom line is it's going to be crazy with the Balls being part of the L.A. Lakers scene, of course. Now, we'll go back to the Clippers. Now, the man that runs things with the Clippers is Mr. Doc Rivers. I've always had respect for Doc in the past. Doc lets it say. Doc tells it like it is.
Joined now by the head coach and the president of the team, Doc Rivers, with the new beard now, hanging out in the offseason this year. It's boredom? You got a lot to do this offseason.
So now I'm just sitting around doing nothing. No golf.
I know you're doing a lot to get this
the playoff goatee. Start the playoff goatee right now.
Yeah. Like Rip Van Winkle by the end of the season. Jerry West coming in here as a consultant. Someone like Jerry, what does he do immediately for this team?
Well, it's just his knowledge. I mean, knowledge sometimes comes with experience. I don't think anyone has a better experience of front office, better experience of looking at players and evaluating players than Jerry. Mm-hmm. The day I took the job, even before I was the president, mm-hmm. When I didn't even have the authority to hire people, I was recruiting Jerry. I mean, it started right away. I've known him. We belong to the same club, and I see him a lot. He laughed at that. He's like, I don't even think you have the authority to offer me a job. And that was with the previous owner, which probably wouldn't have gone well because what I was going to offer him wouldn't have worked.
Right.
And that's where Steve helps. I mean, really, I needed to get Jerry in front of Steve. That was very important for me. I tried last year, and we just couldn't do it and didn't. Once that happened this year.
And you think that convinced him once he talked to Steve?
I thought Steve was a big part. I mean, obviously, my relationship with Jerry was important. But a relationship with the president is one thing. When you get to Jerry in front of the owner and you meet Steve, I think that was the seller.
To take it one step farther, Doc, you and I have been around this game a long time, and I feel like I know it. And I tell people this. When I talk to Jerry West, I feel like I don't know anything about basketball. That's how smart he
is. Well, he's just seen everything. And it's funny. Jerry and I have debated basketball forever. Mm-hmm. And I just love that. Like, and that's why I think this works for us, because he knows me. And I tell him, I don't want a yes man. And Jerry will never be a yes man.
All right.
And I think that's very important.
Well, take us behind the curtain. All right. You guys got to make a decision about a free agent. You don't have any draft picks this year, but the draft will be coming up eventually for you guys getting draft picks. You, Lawrence, Jerry West are in the room. How's that process going to work out?
It's going to work the way it should work out. Jerry's going to give his opinion. Lawrence is going to give his. I'm going to give mine. If we need Steve in there, we will. And at the end of the day, I got to make a call.
And you still have the final say no matter what.
Yeah, but it's going to be tainted with Jerry and Lawrence. I mean, that's what most good organizations do. You bring in the right people to make the right call, and you hope that you're all on the same side. Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes it easy.
Right.
But there's going to be a time where we're not going to be, and that's going to be a hard one. And there's going to be a time where Jerry's going to have one, Lawrence is going to have one. And I may be like in between, and I'm going to have to pick. And you just have to hope you make the right decision.
Is it unfortunate, Doc, that he's coming in at a time where – you know, kind of the future of the team isn't in your hands? You guys don't get to decide what it's going to look like because of Chris Blake and JJ.
Well, we always get to decide, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, obviously, we want to keep our assets. But even if we don't have our assets, we still get to decide on which direction we want to go in. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can always go into free agency right away, or we can wait and try to rebuild. So there's a lot in our control, and then there's some that's not in our control, and we don't mind that. Listen, I think guys have the right to play and be free agents. I think it actually takes courage. A lot of guys are scared to become free agents, and, you know, so that's part of it.
All right, Doc, along those lines, a couple of years ago when DeAndre decided that he was thinking about going to Dallas, you guys went down there, you sat in this house, you didn't allow Mark Cuban to come in or whatever. Yeah. When do you go to Chris's house? Are you going to Chris's house on June 30th and not allowing him to take any phone calls?
Yeah, we got a bunch of security all over. You know, we're just going to have a lock-in that day with everybody. Yeah. You know, no one's going to see anybody. But guys are probably going to see guys. You know, they're going to visit teams, I'm sure. Hopefully it's not a long process. You know, the quicker they all decide, the better for this franchise. And if they stay, it's even better the quicker they decide.
We've been hearing reports, and I'm going to get it straight from the horse's mouth here about Chris Paul possibly going to San Antonio, thinking about San Antonio, and that the Clippers organization concerned that he will leave. How concerned are you that Chris Paul could leave in free agency?
Well, I'm not concerned with anybody but us. So I'm not going to worry about the reports and all that. Half of them are untrue. Okay. You know, they're all speculation. Unless you heard it from Chris himself, you know, I don't think it's true. And the same thing with our organization. You should be concerned every year with every player. I mean, that's what makes you great. You have to be. You have to do your due diligence. That's what we're doing. And that's all you can do.
I'm good, man. I'm happy. I'm excited. I think that this is going to be great for the organization. And this is going to be an interesting summer for you guys, wouldn't you say, Doc?
Yeah,
I mean, in terms of roster construction?
Absolutely. It's a big summer for us. Whether they all come back, we still got to do more. You know, at the end of the day, we have one goal, and that's to be the best, and we are not that. And so we may have transitioned to one of the best front offices, but at the end of the day, even that doesn't matter. Yeah. It only matters if we're the best team on the floor at the end of the day, and that's what we want to become.
All right, Doc, man, good seeing you as always. I think you should keep that the beard, bro.
All right, you like it?
I like it. It looks well on you. Man. Some people can't rock it. You definitely can rock it. Doc Rivers, the president, and, of course, the head coach of the L.A. Clippers.
Call him the man with the L.A. Clippers. Familiar, great Doc Rivers. Doc is always a gas to be around, folks. When you see, I've seen him at the airport a couple times, but I've seen him at fights. He's always a blast to be around. Good sense of humor, very sociable, takes pictures with fans, things like that. So Doc Rivers is running that L.A. Clippers team, of course, along with Jerry West. Now, I can't think of nothing but better things for them. Of course, they are losing two of their top stars, allegedly, but we'll see what happens with that. I think with Jerry in the fold, I think he'll be able to talk to these guys and say, you know what? Let's build a dynasty right here in L.A., and let's call it the L.A. Clippers. Speaking of dynasty, wow, how about this NBA draft 2017? Of course, the number one, the top pick, everybody sort of knew it was going to go Markelle Fultz out of Washington. You knew he was going to go number one. Of course, number two, the L.A. Lakers, Lonzo Ball. Oh, by the way, Mr. Fultz went to the Philadelphia 76ers, of course, after the Boston Celtics traded away the number one pick. The bottom line is Jason Tatum's number three. He's a Duke forward out of Duke. The Phoenix Suns drafted number four, Josh Jackson. Sacramento Kings went number five with De'Aaron Fox. Orlando Magic went number six with Jonathan Isaac. Number seven, Chicago Bulls and Lauri Markkanen. And New York Knicks went with Frank Ntilikina. And the Dallas Mavericks, my man Mark Cuban, went with Dennis Smith Jr., a guard. More power to him. And, of course, the Portland Trailblazers, the mecca of mass basketball in the Northwest. No doubt about that. Then with Zach Collins, a Gonzaga forward. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man.
Well, Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Booster for 10. And Curry, oh my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc. Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang. Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If you get through this dragnet, it's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable. That has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks, and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
We're talking combat sports, folks, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, the WBO. In fact, the 30th annual WBO Congress goes down. Actually, we take off from Miami, Florida, in a cruise ship on October 23rd. That's Monday. So we're going to Cuba. We're going to the Bahamas. We got another couple stops there as well. But the bottom line is we return to Miami on Friday. So if you'd like to spend 4 to 5 days with us on this wonderful cruise, some world champions will be on this cruise. Maybe Vladimir Klitschko if he's not in training. I mean, last year Canelo Alvarez was there, but obviously he probably won't be there this year. Of course, the big fight going down September the 16th. Maybe he will. Maybe he will. Of course, this fight is going down September the 16th. I'm talking about Gennady Golovkin, 37-0, 38-0, 35 knockouts, once beating Canelo Alvarez. Saul Canelo Alvarez, 51-1. He's got one draw, and that one loss, of course, was to Floyd Mayweather. But they hook it up September 16th in the biggest fight of the year as far as the boxing world is concerned. No doubt about that. But the biggest freak show of the year might be Floyd Mayweather and, of course, Conor McGregor. And who better to expand on freak shows than the man that took a bite out of boxing? I'm talking about Mr. Mike Tyson.
You like the idea of this Mayweather fight against McGregor?
I think it's going to be fun.
Does McGregor have a chance?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because Max Kellerman is saying that McGregor will not land a punch.
No, he won't land the punch. It's going to be fun.
But that's it. And Mike's got it right. Like, he has the right perspective. It's just going to be fun. Yes, that's why people are intrigued by it.
Yeah. Mike Tyson, you're an expert at fun. Mike Tyson.
Yes, I am. Mike, I am an expert at fun.
Mike, you had a lot of fun. What was the time that was the most fun?
I'm not telling you.
Mike! Mike! Mike, what was the time that was the most fun? What year? Give us a hint. What year was the most fun?
I can't tell you. 89 was a good one.
89. What was going on in 89? Give us some hints.
No way, dude.
All right. I'm not going to push anymore. I know better. I know, every time we've talked to you, I know about the only thing I know you to get consistently emotional about is Customato. And
yeah, that's why I wrote the book. The book is telling you what kind of man he was and what kind of man he made me become. And that's why I have such an affection and affinity for him.
Can you explain to us, Mike, what your life was like before Cuss came into it?
Well, it was just living in a drug-infested, gang-infested neighborhood with no hope. Welfare recipients. I lived in condemned buildings. It was really hell.
And so what happened before the age of 13? What age did you meet Cuss?
And 13.
Okay, so before the age of 13, how many times had Mike Tyson been arrested? Do you know?
I've been in a lot of trouble, yes.
But do you know the number, Mike, or no? Because I'm wondering what was, and I don't mean to press you on this. I'm wondering what it is that Cuss inherited.
He inherited like 30-something arrests. Oh, now when you get like that, that's he inherited hell.
Okay, and so how willing were you to take his advice at the beginning, or were you rebellious?
Well, I had been in reform school with Bobby Stewart for a few months by that time, so I've learned to be very respectful. So I listened to what he had to say.
Okay,
so I started doing. Oh, go ahead.
No, excuse me. So you were respectful. So you had already learned to be respectful. You weren't looking to butt heads with him.
Not at all.
And he wouldn't have allowed it anyway, would he have?
No, he was an awesome guy. Didn't take any crap.
And so can you give us an example? Again, the book is Iron Ambition, My Life with Cuss D'Amato. Cuss D'Amato really helped Mike Tyson get himself together. Can you give us an example early on of something that you did that Cuss wasn't having?
Well, you know, he didn't. He really... He really didn't enjoy me having bad times in school. I didn't do well in school, and he didn't enjoy that.
And so how did that go, generally? Were you bringing home a report card? Were you afraid to bring home your report card to Customato?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I would go to the mailbox before the postcards even got there, the report cards, and I would try to rip them up.
I did the same thing, Mike. I got to be honest with you.
I'm telling you the truth. I was a real kid back then.
All right. So you would do that, and what'd he find out?
Oh, he would find out because they would call. And, man, he would rip me a new butthole.
Okay. And so
You did the same thing.
I absolutely did, Mike. Yes, I absolutely did several times, Mike.
So how would this work, though? What do you remember about Cuss's decision to become legally your guardian?
Well, me and him made that decision with my mother. Him and my mother made that decision.
Oh, wow. Okay, so before, I thought that happened after your mother's death. Your mother decided.
No, my mother was still alive. My mother and Cuss made that decision.
Oh, can you tell us about that? Is that something you cover in the book, Iron Ambition, My Life with Cuss D'Amato?
Well, I wasn't at the conversation, but my mother said, this is what you want to do? And I said, yes, this is what I want to do. Because right after meeting Cuss, right, spending around a couple of months with Cuss, I had went home to visit my mother. I was so overwhelmed with being the heavyweight champion. I think I irritated my mother.
How so? What happened?
Because I was bragging so much, because that's all Cussing was telling me, that I was the best fighter in the world. And I had won 2 national junior championships, and I was just full of myself. And my mother was like, oh, she didn't like that. She pulled away from that.
Where was your confidence level before Cuss?
It was really low. Really, really low.
You do a lot of introspection, you do a lot of reading. Can you give us some self-awareness about why your self-esteem was where it was before you had Cuss's love in your life?
Well, there was nothing I ever saw was a crime-ridden investment, you know, drug-invested community. No, yes, I felt unsafe most of the time in my youth. So that was a big change in my life.
How did Cuss help you with confidence?
By winning fights and passing my grades in school.
But, Mike, there was a time there, I'm reading here, that you thought that you would never be a fighter. That wasn't in the plan for Mike Tyson. You thought you were never going to be a fighter. Is that fair?
Well, yeah, because I was getting beat. I was getting knocked out and stuff in the amateurs. But Cuss still saw something in me. I don't know what he saw.
What about in the street, Mike? How much fighting, given that you were arrested 30-plus times before 13, how much fighting were you doing in the streets?
I was doing a lot of fighting in the street.
Were you winning those fights, mostly?
Well, not all of them, but I won most of them. I won most of them.
So how does that work, though?
How many fights did you win?
I was not someone who fought a great deal, but I won some fights. I retired on a loss, though. I got my shirt pulled. What do you mean good? I got my shirt pulled over my head in the street. My ear was bleeding and my shoe fell off. That was my last fight.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Give me your Mike Tyson lost the street fight. Give me your story.
I don't know. Some guy just kept punching on me, and I was scared to punch back. I was scared to punch.
When did you lose your fear of fighting?
I don't know. When I was around 11 years old.
Oh, so it stopped being something you were afraid of. Did you go looking for it?
No. I became a little bully, though.
Were you a good bully?
Not good at all.
No, I didn't mean as good as a person. I meant good as a bully. A bad person, but a good bully.
Hey, I wasn't a good bully because I got arrested 30-something times, so it must have not been good.
Again, Iron Ambition, My Life with Cuss D'Amato. Mike Tyson with us on ESPN Radio.
Mike, you love Call of Duty, right? You love playing that game?
Yes, that's my game.
That's your game. Do you talk trash to players that you're playing online when you're playing it?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Do you play as Mike Tyson?
Huh?
Do people know it's you playing Call of Duty?
No, it's Killer Mike.
Okay, it's Killer Mike.
They have an idea. Probably.
All right, no, but I don't know whether. Do you know whether it's Mike Tyson or not when you're playing against Mike Tyson in Call of Duty? I don't know.
I have no idea. I mean, Mike would know better. Mike, they have no idea they're playing against Mike Tyson?
No, just get some lessons. Just something to get some more lessons.
All right, that's teaching them. Again, Iron Ambition, My Life with Customato. Why'd you decide to write it, Mike?
Hey, man, something that he deserves.
Okay, because he was, he was your father. Have you?
He's the reason why I'm talking to your guys, and no one even knows that.
Because you think your life would have ended before that, or you wouldn't have had success without him?
No success without him. Nobody could inspire me the way he could. Nobody. I don't care what Nuke Rodney, who it was, he couldn't inspire me. He knew how to inspire me to fight.
The great Mike Tyson, of course, talking about Custy Amato, who's got a book out, and I want to thank ESPN Radio for that. But, you know, Mike Tyson talking about going to the mailbox and getting the report cards. Let me tell you about me and my report card days. Back in 1972, I remember the year to be exact, I was in the ninth grade, and I got a report card that wasn't very good, and my counselor was Gladys Carter. That was her name, Gladys H. Carter. Well, the girl, I'll put it this way, I worked in the print shop, and I printed out the report cards in the junior high school print shop. So I printed out about 10 extra report cards, and I stashed them aside. I didn't know if I would ever use them, but then again, I got a D, or I got a couple of bad grades. So this girl, Vicky Mendoza, said, she goes, I can do Mrs. Carter's signature perfectly. So she filled out the entire, you know, report card, right? So it was like, you know, a couple of B's and a couple of A's. And those, but she moved this up a little bit. There weren't any D's, all right? There definitely weren't any F's. I don't think I had any F's to begin with, but I did have a couple of D's. Anyway, so we go to school about 5 or 6 weeks later, and I'm not thinking about the fake report card. I mean, that's, you know, that's like five, six, that's an old hustle. That's 5 or 6 weeks ago, okay? So anyway, so my mother and Gladys Carter sit down in the office with the counselor, and she breaks out my report card, and she starts going to Mrs. Carter. The counselor starts going down my report card saying, yeah, he got a D here, and he's got bad citizenship, and he's got a bad attitude and this and that, and he was absent this time, and he wasn't here for that, and she's running down all this stuff to me. My mother goes, that's not the report card I read. She goes, what do you mean? She goes, that's the report. She goes, here it is right here. She goes, this is the report card? She goes, yes, this is the report card. She goes, Mrs. Carter, could you leave the room, please? So Mrs. Carter left the room, and my mother slugged me. Bang! I mean, it wasn't no slap. She slugged me. She says, how could you pull that kind of crap? So just like Mike Tyson, I pulled the old stash the old report card thing as well. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Skype line is happening as well. If you're around the world, you want to contact us on Skype. The address is Sports Byline and the number 2. But the line that I love the most is because this is a late night show. And a lot of people have been drinking and acting stupid and acting foolish and this and that. And then they get on the radio and they act like an even bigger dummy, right? And, of course, once it goes on the radio, that's it, baby. We're talking YouTube, of course, everything else. But you can text me your comments or you can text me your questions. And guess what? No pain, no blood, no foul. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Want to mention that this Combat Sports Update report is brought to you in part by the World Boxing Organization. That's right. We've invited Mike Tyson. Hopefully he will be on the cruise with Francisco Paco Vargasel when we leave Miami, Florida, October 23rd. If you'd like to go to Cuba and the Bahamas with us and the champions of the World Boxing Organization, go to WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. Check on the convention. In fact, you've got to register by August 6th to go to Cuba on October 23rd. The bottom line is the WBO knows boxing. The World Boxing Organization, live on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late.
You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Major League Baseball scores for Saturday. The Diamondbacks romped over the lowly Phillies. Of course, they were at home, 9-2 winners. The Astros came up on top, 5-2 over Seattle in Seattle. The Rockies, well, they didn't score too many runs. In fact, they didn't score any. Clayton Kershaw, 4-0, a shutout. Clayton Kershaw, of course, in the Dodgers now. 50-26 on top of the National League West. Cincinnati, oh, I'll take that back. Let's go move down here a little bit. When you look at the rest of the National League, of course, let's go to the American League as well. Texas Rangers are 8-1 winners over the Yankees. Checking out some other Major League Baseball scores. Of course, the Blue Jays. Blue Jays came up one run short to the Kansas City Royals. The Royals, 37-36. The Blue Jays, 35-39. Both teams really going nowhere, no doubt about that. And the Reds, wow, did they get walloped by the Washington Nationals, 18-3. The Nationals at home just kicking the snot out of the Cincinnati Reds. You are tuned to the Sports Overnight America edition of Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Of course, this is live radio from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, and the Taco Man Studios. Open phone lines. We have 1 hour to go. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The text line's happening as well. For all you drunks out there, the drunk text line, 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man live. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars on Sports Overnight America.